Hi, this is Todd Shalom, and I'm your host for this month's Giant Ear, brought to you by the New York Society of Acoustic Ecology on Free 103.9. This month's theme is In Memoriam, in honor, in tribute to, well, whatever. And we've had a bunch of submissions sent to us, mostly from the U.S., some from South America and from the U.K., and we're going to play them for you today. The first piece we're going to hear is called Anoray by Charles Morrow. And he writes me that the audio is layered, and it was recorded in Hamilton, Bermuda in the mid-90s. He recorded it on location with a single-point stereo microphone onto a Sony cassette machine and then transferred it to Pro Tools. And this piece frames a walk in the rain, and I don't want to give anything away. Here it goes. Wow, that piece was gorgeous. Sort of segueing off some sounds of water, we have a piece by Sean Clute called Outside Your View. Sean's an artist out of Oakland, California, and he writes me, "It's a very simple recording of me walking along the Pacific beach. I know, been done a million times before. I created it, both the recording and the experience, for the passing of my grandmother, Frances Haley Clute, and thought it would fit into the theme of your radio show. What was a simple idea, recording footsteps on the beach, actually turned out to be very challenging. It took many weeks to get this right. The first week, the ocean swallowed my friend's mini-disc recorder and mic that I borrowed. After getting my own and a replacement for his, it was too rainy the following weeks. The week after that, too windy. The week after that, the car broke down on the way to the beach. Eventually, all the elements worked out for me, with what you hear here. If anything, this recording shows persistence, something undoubtedly inherited from my grandmother." So here's Outside Your View from Sean Clute. Man, I miss California. So we're back on land, and this next piece involves the rustling of leaves as played by a woman's body. It is in memory of, in homage to, the French symbolist poet Arthur Rimbaud. It's a collaboration between the artist from Santa Fe, Susanna Carlisle, and a young Chinese composer named Jin Wang. And Wang and Susanna have collaborated on a bunch of video works. If interested in seeing them, you can see them on Susanna's website at c1h2.net. Click on Installations and Sculpture, and then Illuminations 2. All right, here's Illuminations. That was wonderfully otherworldly. Continuing on, Overland, in this piece you'll hear, by Nick Fox Geig, an artist living right now in Amsterdam, and perhaps soon in Toronto. It's called Elegy, and it was recorded for his grandmother. Keep things moving here. This next piece is called Traffic by Christopher Edwards. Christopher is an artist out of DC, and this piece isn't directly an homage to someone, yet he imagines, and upon listening to it, I do too, that it evokes the sound of the dead. Here's Traffic.
Thank you.
We just heard Traffic by Christopher Edwards, and now we'll listen to Foot Traffic. And now we'll listen to the sounds of Glenn Bach's feet walking over the Williamsburg Bridge in homage to his time here. Glenn Bach's out of California now. Here is Bridge Elegy. That was Bridge Elegy by Glenn Bach, and the Williamsburg Bridge actually is just around the corner. Following that will be a piece by Ark Minute out of Oakland, California. This is a tribute to his hometown. He writes me about the piece Bola. The original sound source is a malfunctioning Novation supernova. I then fed that sound file into a giant wine fermentation tank, re-recording the previous recording about 12 times until those long drones began to take shape. Then I reintroduced the original digital malfunctioning sound, since it was the original sound source, but also, sonically, it seemed so far removed from the drones that it produced. Here's Bola. Thank you.
song for dying, for Don Powell. It's raised to bottom, raven pecks the dead possum, Catholics rain off the hosta. But John, who put death in topper and buckled shoes, is dead, dead, dead. Ants milk aphid flocks, their sticky honeydew. I was the maypole, as cottonwoods loose white seed clouds. I'm in a gypsy wagon with you, but John, who put death in topper and buckled shoes, is dead, dead, dead. Picture's not dark, it's dark woods, he said. Stinging nettles are best, he said, said. John, with death in topper and buckled shoes, is dead, dead, dead.
We just heard Boa by Ark Minnett, and then a poem in memoriam to a painter friend of Randall Potts. And now we're going to listen to a piece entitled Miel by Marcelo Radulovic. This piece is a processional piece dedicated to the passing of his father. It was partly inspired by Saron of Singapadu, which is Balinese gamelan. And Miel is composed of treated samples of bells, shortwave radio, mellotron patches, and improvisations by machine musicians. Thank you. This next piece is a collaboration. First, we'll hear the source material as recorded by Rodrigo Cienfuegos out of Santiago, Chile, and then the remix by Andrew Zeely, who goes by PS Boys, out of Toronto. The piece is called Farewell. Rodrigo wrote me about it. When I was in Glasgow, I came across a website dedicated to the people who disappeared during the Pinochet dictatorship in Chile between 1973 and 1985. It has a big archive of information about most of the cases, and the testimonies of relatives trying to find their own who had disappeared, and information they had collected through the years. I found this letter on the website written by a girl named Muriel Dockendorf. She was detained in 1973 and died while being tortured in 1975 at the age of 25. She wrote this letter to her husband, who was also detained. It is a love letter, as well as a sort of utopian poem. They were both activists in the leftist revolutionary movement. So here's Farewell.
Goodbye. It will be forever or never, or maybe it will not be. You're going anywhere where there's a job to be done, a cry to be placed, and people to be awakened. You're going anywhere to build a new world where there's freedom. You and I know that you won't be back. Today is your turn. Maybe tomorrow it will be mine, and many others. When you're gone, I'll think of a true man who gave his blood, who risked his destiny to the cause of freedom. Life is over, the example of so many, the hope of so many more. The time to go has come. Will they know of your sacrifice? Will they understand your commitment? No, that's not what you expect, I know. And when my soul bleeds to death, I release a farewell. I remember when I met you in the House of Horror. I remember what you gave me, what you gave up to me. In these moments, when light was a dream or a miracle, you were light in that darkness then. We were one in reverse. Today, thousands of ways back, so late I see you as then, as you be now, somewhere always looking ahead. We'll meet you through the fog that will clear out. Don't forget me.
Thank you.
tonight. On a lighter note, although not necessarily easy listening, here's Nick Marriott's Wisdom Tooth Being Pulled Out. The composition is entitled Binaural Tooth Extraction.
Look at it really now.
Yeah.
the beat broken off around. So I'll just take that out and just build the beat. Sound a bit more working. Clean up here now, mate. Moving the bone up a bit. A bit of antiseptic solution in there. And a little bit of water.
How beautiful.
The ride, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A trip to Canada.
Pretty hot. Mm. Cool. Like off and out to get through.
It's all right, it's if they're doing that while we're, for the instruments they're going
through.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Another weight on top of that, that's when it becomes a bit
ridiculous. Well, that's why I try and like to start earlier, because you've got more staff to help us.
Yeah.
More patient, good patient.
Oh, it's good actually that you managed to. All right, mate.
Wow.
Last stitch coming through.
Last one, almost finished.
It's right at the back of your mouth, so it's. Can be a bit coming for pushing all the way to that there.
Well done,
well done. One right at the front. It's time to keep the gum line in. Okay, nice and wide there again. Back for you, if you can close down on that. Okay, and take that out for you. Well done. Not what you do for fun on Saturday night, that one, eh? There we go. It's out.
It's
now.
Not
going
to come back.
I hope you enjoyed Nick Marriott's wisdom tooth extraction. It's reminding me back to when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out and the laughing gas they gave me. And there was a smooth R&B music that I just couldn't get enough of. So this next piece is by Stuart Sperling, and he recorded it on October 5th, 2001. He wrote me, this recording is at the World Trade Center. This would have been about 3 weeks after the attacks. And he wrote, "Beyond the self-evidently useful documentary aspects of making such a recording, I felt a strong desire to create a work that could address the natural human tendency to rush quickly through deeply felt disturbing experiences toward the more comfortable structures of abstraction, story, explanation, purpose, action. There was a period following the attacks in which any act of just being with the intensity of the moment could be deemed a very valuable experience. One through which to access unfamiliar aspects of our own humanity, such as our personal senses of vulnerability and fear, and one from which to inform our priorities in building foundations for ongoing personal and cultural behavior. I made this recording to place value, in the manner of the Jewish mourning tradition of sitting Shiva, on this very endeavor of sensing the full dimension and character of loss. It's not too late in regards to 9/11 to gain the benefits of such activity.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm just gonna work out of my house in Connecticut, so I'm temporarily in New York. Just staying north of the city. Yeah, everything's the same. I'm just, gonna do everything remotely now, so there's half of it. So, anyways, we came in for like customer business.
Okay.
Back there. We're getting way too clogged in there. I'm sorry. You're going to have to move. Move down further. Keep this moving. I'm sorry. Hey, people, if you've been here for a while, give other people a chance.
We just got
other people.
Actually, I will.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Thank you for coming down to help out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
what's happening over here.
The last recording we're going to hear today is by Jim Harold and Matthew Sansom, both out of the UK. It's called Last 30 Minutes, and it's based on the last radio broadcast by the Republic of Iraq. You can also find this recording at altvinyl.com. That's altvinyl.com. It's called Last 30 Minutes. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Giant Ear on Free 103.9. And if you're interested in finding out more about the New York Society of Acoustic Ecology, you can do so at www.nyacousticecology.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you. من 13 نصف يبدو الى قيام المقام الجنوبي الارضي.